I come from the Crimea Conference with a firm belief that we have made a good start on the road to a world of peace. There were two main purposes in this Crimea Conference. The first was to bring defeat to Germany with the greatest possible speed and the smallest possible loss of Allied men. That purpose is now being carried out in great force. The German army and the German people are feeling the ever-increasing might of our fighting men and of the Allied armies, and every hour gives us added pride in the heroic evidence of the heroic advance of our troops in Germany on German soil toward a meeting with the gallant Red Army. The second purpose was to continue to build the foundation for an international accord that would bring order and security after the chaos of the war, that would give some assurance of lasting peace among nations of the world. That goal, too, in that goal, toward that goal, a tremendous stride was made. At Tehran, a little over a year ago, there were long-range military plans laid to the chiefs of staff of the three most powerful nations. Among the civilian leaders of Tehran, however, at that time, there were only exchanges of views and expressions of opinion. No political arrangements were made, and none was attempted. At the Crimea Conference, however, the time had come for getting down to specific cases in the political field. There was on all sides at this conference an enthusiastic effort to reach an agreement. Since the time of Tehran a year ago, there had developed among all of us a greater facility in negotiating with each other that augurs well for the peace of the world. We know each other better. I have never for an instant wavered in my belief that an agreement to ensure world peace and security can be reached. There were a number of things that we did that were concrete, that were definite. For instance, the lapse of time between Tehran and Yalta, without conferences of representatives, of civilian representatives, of the three major powers, has proved to be too long. 14 months. During that long period, local problems were permitted to become acute in places like Poland and Greece and Italy and Yugoslavia. Therefore, we decided at Yalta that even if circumstances made it impossible for the heads of the three governments to do it, to meet more often in the future, we would make that sure by arranging that there would be frequent personal contacts